appreciate your presence very much this morning. We'd like to study on the subject of overcoming life's problems. In James 5 and verse 11, it says, "Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You've heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful." And so we know that Job had many, many problems in his life. God allowed Satan to cause those things to happen. His children died. He lost almost all of his animals. But God, in the end, blessed him with more than he had in the beginning. As Christians, we have so much to rejoice over and to be thankful for. We have all the beauties of God's creation. We have all the material blessings. But also, we have all spiritual blessings that are in Christ Jesus. Paul wrote in Philippians 4 and verse 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Again, I say rejoice. When Paul wrote this letter, he was in prison. And yet, he tells them to rejoice in the Lord, to be happy and thankful as Christians. In verse 7, he says, "The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And so if we live the Christian life, we can enjoy the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Both the Christian and sinner will have problems in this life. Simply because we've obeyed the gospel and we've become children of God doesn't mean we're not going to have problems. We're going to have many problems. Job said, "Man's life is short and full of troubles." God has not promised Christians immunity to trials. Trials can become a stumbling block to the Christian if we allow it to do so. We know that Jesus in the parable of the sower said in Mark 4, verse 16 and 17, "These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground, who when they hear the word immediately receive it with gladness. They take no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. After, when tribulation or persecution arise, for the word's sake, immediately they stumble." And so some do not have enough root to stand and remain faithful. And when persecution or afflictions come, they stumble and some fall and leave the Lord. We must hold fast and not allow ourselves to become discouraged in living the Christian life. The Christian is somewhat like tea. Our strength is revealed in hot water. When things get hot, we should become stronger. We have been warned that there will be persecution. Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 12, "Yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." And so we can be sure if we live the Christian life, we're going to suffer persecution. If everyone likes us, then we're not standing for the truth like we should. In Luke 6 and verse 26, it says, "Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets." And so when everyone speaks well of you, then maybe we're not standing for the truth like we could. And we're not condemning sin like we should. Paul had many problems. He had a thorn in the flesh. Yes, he asked God to remove it. God did not remove it. We notice in verse 10 of 2 Corinthians 12, "Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong." And so Paul had these infirmities, reproaches, persecutions, and distresses. But he remained faithful to God. He did not give up. We must expect both good and bad times in living the Christian life. We need to plan ahead and be prepared for the bad times. Be willing to accept those times when they are hard and difficult for us. Yes, and Ephesians 6 and verse 13, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand." And so let's put on the whole armor of God that will protect us from the devil and stand faithfully. Put your faith and your trust in God. God will provide. God will take care of us. We should enjoy the roses despite the thorns that may come along in our life. In Job 1 and verse 21, he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb. Naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And so there's going to be good times and there's going to be hard times. And as a Christian, we must expect the problems to come in our life. The attitude toward problems is the key to success or failure to cope with these problems that we have. We need to have the right attitude. Realize that we're going to suffer. The Bible will thoroughly equip us for the proper attitude that we need to have. Yes, it will thoroughly furnish us unto all good works, Paul said in 2 Timothy. It'll provide us everything that we need in living the Christian life. And we can have a good attitude toward our problems. Be willing to accept them and endure them. We must take proper evaluation. In Proverbs 24 and verse 10, it says, "If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small." And so we're going to have adversity. We're going to have problems. But we must have a strong faith to endure those things. Consider what Jesus did for us. Alan pictured the death of Jesus on the cross, how they beat him and they mocked him, they spit on him and they nailed him to the cross. And he was willing to endure that pain and anguish for you and I. The Apostle Paul also, in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8 through 10, he says, "We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body." And so here Paul speaks of many problems and persecutions, things that happen in life that we must endure. Yes, but we have hope in Jesus Christ, that hope of being a Christian, that hope of eternal life. In Galatians 6 and verse 9, Paul says, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." And so let's not faint, let's not give up the faith. Let's not become weary in doing what's right in the eyes of God. Trust in God. The whole world is in his hands. In 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, Peter says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." And so God cares. He loves us. He provides for us. When a sparrow falls, he knows. He knows the number of hair that's on our head. In Romans 8 and verse 28, Paul says, "We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." And so we're going to have these heartaches. We're going to have these problems. But all these things will work together for our good. Yes, all things work together for our good when we love God. Remember the prayer of serenity. "God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, the wisdom to know the difference." And so if we have this attitude, we're not going to allow these problems to destroy our lives. Paul and Silas, when they were in prison, what did they do? Were they discouraged? Were they downhearted? Acts 16, 25. "At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them." And so they prayed and they sung hymns or songs of praise to God. They were not discouraged. Yes, be confident of an ultimate victory in Christ. Paul said in Philippians 4, verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Also, Paul says we have the victory in Christ. In 1 Corinthians 15, 57, 58. "But God be thanked that you were the victory. But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." And so God gives us that victory. Eventually we'll have that victory over sin, over death. Yes, growth comes from experience. It comes through problems and heartaches and troubles. In James 1, verses 2 through 4, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And so these trials and tribulations will make us more patient. It'll make us stronger in living the Christian life. We must have the determination to obey God and to please Him. In 1 Peter 4, verse 16, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. Let him glorify God on this behalf. Yes, glorify God, he says, even though there may be suffering. The early Christians, they were beaten. They were mistreated. But this did not discourage them. Acts 5, verse 40, beginning. And to him they agreed, and when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing. They were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple, in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. And so they were beaten and they were threatened, but yet they continued to preach Christ. All trials are not obstacles. They may be blessing in disguise. Example of those who overcame obstacles. Helen Keller, she was blind and she was deaf, but she overcame that. Fanny Crosby was blind, yet she wrote many beautiful spiritual songs. F.D. Roosevelt had infantile paralysis, and yet he became a president of the United States. Alexander Campbell, his wife died while she was young with TB, and some of his daughters died with TB, and his son died with an accident. Also, Raccoon John Smith, his children died in a fire. Their house caught on fire, and soon after that, his wife died, and he was very ill. He lost about all the money that he had. Yes, these problems come upon Christians, but we have to endure those things. What principles can I employ in my trials? Keep our minds occupied with constructive thinking. Paul says that we should think on those things that are honest and just, things that are pure and lovely, those of good report. He says to think on these things, and it'll help us to endure the problems that we have in this life. Paul said to forget those things which are behind us. In Philippians 3, verse 13 and 14, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. This one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind, reaching forth unto those things that are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And so Paul says, forget those problems that you've had in the past, but press on toward that mark. Yes, the defeatist is already beaten. He is his own worst enemy. Keep asking, what can I do to gain my goal? Ponder the many who have gladly traded places with you. You can go to a nursing home and you see how people, the condition they're in their wheelchairs, and some of them can't hold their heads up. Yes, nothing is so bad, but what it couldn't be worse. The story is told, a man complained because he had no shoes until he met a boy with no feet. Paul said in Philippians 4, verse 11, not I speak in respect of one. I've learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content. And so no matter what happens in our life, we need to learn to be content, as the Apostle Paul. Make up your mind to be patiently endure the hardships of life. Yes, sometime in our life we're going to suffer hardship, but we must be patient like Job was. He endured it. Yes, he had boils all over his body, and yet God blessed him in the end. In 1 Samuel 4 and verse 9, be strong and conduct yourselves like men. Be strong, faithful Christians. Also, Paul wrote, for we know that if our earthly house of this tent is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And so God has promised us a home in heaven, a beautiful home in heaven with Him. Jesus said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He's promised to be with us. He said, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. And so we know then as Christians, we're children of God, and God blesses us. And Jesus said he is with us. He helps us to overcome the problems of life. And so let us have the attitude of Christ. He came to earth to do the will of the Father. He says, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. It was the Father's will for Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. Jesus' attitude was to please God, his Father. We should do the same. No matter what hardships we have, we must not become discouraged and give up the Christian life. Only the God of peace can provide the peace of God to overcome all problems. Yes, God will forgive us and he'll bless us in this life. In conclusion, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. Ye shall find rest for your souls. And so Jesus invites you to come to him. If you're not a Christian, we encourage you to obey the gospel, become a child of God. You must have faith, you must repent, confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and be baptized for the remission of your sins. Yes, God then will bless us. We're going to have problems in this life, but we can overcome those problems, and they'll make us stronger. If you're subject to the invitation, why don't you come now while we stand and sing this song?